It's so bad at Jeep, Dodge, and Ram right now that you have investors accusing Stellantis of actually overloading their dealerships on purpose. You have many Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealerships right now sitting on more than a 100-day supply of inventory. They're not going to exist in the way that we know them today. And it's getting so bad right now at Jeep, Dodge, and Ram that you have shareholders that are actually calling out Stellantis for channel stuffing their dealers. Now, why would shareholders be saying this? Now, shareholders initially would actually want your Stellantis and Ford and GM to be pumping as many vehicles as possible to their dealerships because that's how they make money. When I say channel stuffing, that means that they're putting more vehicles on dealership lots than they can even hold. So why this is a big problem and why shareholders don't like this is because it makes the numbers look way better than they actually are. And the thing about it, it's not just Jeep, Dodge, and Ram that are doing this channel stuffing. I would actually even say that Ford is probably the worst offender right now in the car market, would be my opinion on that. But just looking at a lot of these Ford dealerships and seeing how many F-150s are lining up, I mean, you can go to a Ford dealer across the nation right now, and they have so many F-150s. So Stellantis has a lawsuit against one of their dealerships right now for missing vehicles. And I know this seems crazy, and why would dealerships misrepresent what's actually happening here on their lots? Well, here's the thing. Desperate times call for desperate measure. We just saw something very similar in the used car market with Tricolor. Very, very massive used car buy here, pay here dealership that was double counting their inventory because they needed more cash. The way that they could get more cash is saying, okay, we have this truck sitting on our dealership. We want to borrow X amount of dollars to be able to floor plan this truck that we already have. And then they go to another lender and say, okay, we have this truck on our dealership. We want to borrow against it because they were doing it twice. So they were getting money from two different places, but all that money was just accounted for just that one asset. It was only linked just to that one asset that they had sit on the dealership. This is big time fraud. And when things get desperate in the car market, when you're getting to a point where you have days of inventory that are going up, when your floor plan costs are racking up, when you're not making a lot of money, when your margins are going down, all of these things that we're seeing happen in the car market right now, well, a lot of the players in the market can get desperate. And when that happens, the bad eggs that are out there, the dealerships that are going to do things that aren't right, that are going to commit things like fraud, you're going to start seeing more of that. Because when money's rolling in, when they're selling everything, when you don't have to even worry about floor plan costs because you're rolling vehicles every 30 days, there's no reason to even take the risk of possibly committing fraud. But that's not what's happening right now. The car market's very weak and it's getting worse, and a lot of these dealerships see it. So you're going to see a lot more of this kind of thing pop up in the market, because desperate times, these desperate people, these desperate businesses, when they get desperate, they might lean on some of the maybe not legal tactics to try to just keep their head above water. That's why we're seeing more of this right now. So when Stellantis goes out and says, okay, we can pump all of these vehicles to this dealership, and then the dealership then is now overflowing with a lot of these trucks to the point where they're getting more in than they can actually sell, then it becomes a big time problem for the dealerships. And while all of these numbers look good from Stellantis, the actual dealerships start to suffer. And when that happens in the next quarter or the quarter after that, dealerships start turning down allocations. And then you can think about this, the allocation system, kind of like a spigot of water. It's running, it's all good, it's all smooth, everything. Trucks going in on a regular basis. But then when you get to where the sink is overflowing, then at some point you have to actually turn off the spigot. And that's what a lot of dealerships have started to do, is that they're saying, okay, we can't take any more allocations. So you get Stellantis that's pumping, numbers look great, but then all of a sudden it's dry. It's like it goes from good to terrible. all in an instant. They're saying, okay, well, Stellantis was just overfilling their dealerships for so long, and it made it look so good from the investor standpoint, made it look like we're getting in so much money, but all they were doing is just overloading the sink. And let's talk about that real quick. So I've got a few things I want to point out that I think are actually going to make the car market worse here in the near future. We have the easy one, that's right up front, tariffs. All these companies, Stellantis in particular, hemorrhaging lots of money, lots of extra money because of tariffs that are in the system. It doesn't matter what political standpoint you have on tariffs, which side of the aisle you're on, tariffs make things cost more. Simple. Right now, that's exactly what it is. If you think tariffs are a great thing, it's going to bring more manufacturing in, great. It's not going to happen right now. It's going to be 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Right now, it's going to hurt companies. Prices are going to have to go up as far as the cost of what these manufacturers are making. But the problem is, with the demand that's down, you're going to have prices on the consumer side, which are actually delivering to consumers, that have to go down. So costs go up, prices go down. This is the worst nightmare for a lot of these manufacturers right now. So here's the thing. Margins are what a lot of these manufacturers have lived on in the last, what, 5-6 years now. They've made so much money being able to deliver fewer vehicles and making more per unit. That's not the case anymore. We're getting to a car market where you have to go back to a volume mentality. This is what we used to do. This is what manufacturers hate. They hate. They would rather have more margin per unit than doing incentive on top of incentive, on top of special interest rate, on top of spiffs for a lot of these dealerships, on top of volume bonuses. They didn't have to do a lot of this stuff back in the last 3 or 4 years, but now we have to get back to it. And what that means is that the bottom lines of a lot of these manufacturers are going to go down unless they go back into volume. Let's get out as many vehicles as we can. Let's make them as cheap as possible, and then we can actually move some product. But a lot of these manufacturers, you can see with the prices of these trucks, they're very, very reluctant to actually change their model back to what it needs to be right now, just because it's only been, what, 3-4 years from we were in the golden era where everyone was spending money like crazy, and they can sell these Dodge trucks for, say Dodge, these Ram trucks for $70,000-$80,000, and no one would even blink an eye. Let's just buy them all. That's not the market that we're in anymore. It's got to change. So now, if things continue to get worse, which in my opinion, probably going to be the case, what's going to happen to Jeep, Dodge, and Ram? Well, what we've seen happen to Jeep, Dodge, and Ram before, in a lot of cases, they won't just go bankrupt. Now, maybe the overall company, Stellantis, could possibly go bankrupt, but they still have assets within the company. And what ends up happening is that a lot of these assets that still have value, they'll get packaged together in a lot of cases and sold off to other companies. So there'll be other companies that want to take on the Jeep name. Jeep name still has lots and lots of value. There'll be someone else take on the manufacturing. We'll see maybe Chrysler gets just disjointed from the group of Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. When I'm talking about Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, it's funny because I never mention Chrysler, because Chrysler's pretty much dead at this point. I mean, I think they still make a van. I don't see one here. This is a Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealership, and all I see is Jeeps and Rams. A lot of these dealerships, they don't actually own their inventory. What they're doing is they're actually putting on a floor plan. They take out credit from a lot of times these manufacturers to be able to hold their stock. So if they have vehicles here sitting on the lot, they can actually borrow money against them to be able to finance other inventory. So, well, where's the problem with these missing vehicles? Well, if these dealerships say they have certain vehicles sitting on their dealership, but they've already sold them, well, they can still get that money from Stellantis. They can still borrow that money, put it on their floor plan, even though it's not actually connected to an asset. I call it an asset. Well, at this point, it is an asset on this dealership lot when they can borrow against it. But the asset, if it doesn't exist, then that's a big problem. That's called fraud. And that's why Stellantis is now going after this dealership with this lawsuit. If they hit sales goals, a lot of times these manufacturers will actually give bonuses. They'll give extra money to a lot of these dealerships to be able to, because they want them to move these vehicles and move them in a very quick way. And it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars that these manufacturers actually give to these dealerships for moving a certain amount of vehicles. So it's known in the car market, a lot of these dealerships, what they'll do to hit sales goals, they'll actually transfer a lot of these big trucks or whatever into like service loaners. They'll sell them to family members. They'll sell them to family members of the dealership group just so they can hit their numbers. This is a known tactic that a lot of these dealerships use to be able to hit sales goals and get that extra hundreds of thousands of dollars that they can get as bonus from these manufacturers. But here's the thing, if you have a dealership like what Stellantis is looking at that is reporting vehicles sold that aren't actually sold, or if they just have missing vehicles, they can't verify them, this is a big time problem because they could be getting money from Stellantis that they shouldn't be getting, and they could also, even a bigger thing, be getting credit from Stellantis that they should not be getting because the vehicle is just simply not there. This is big time fraud. And you would think a company like Stellantis, the thing that would save them would be product change. And you think about bringing customers or stealing customers away from other manufacturers to come in, but think about like Stellantis' lineup. Arguably, and what the perception is from a lot of consumers is that Ford makes a better truck, and the perception is that GM makes a better truck. So you're going to lose there. And here's the thing. I know there's a lot of Jeep, Dodge, and Ram truthers out there, and they're going to say, okay, well, Ram has this, they have whatever, and it's a better truck than Ford and GM. But that doesn't matter. All that matters is the perception of the consumer. And right now, the perception of the consumer is that Ford and GM make a better product. And that's what has to change. And if you don't change that, if you don't have a better product with the manufacturer like a Ram that you're looking at right here, well, then you have to have a cheaper truck, because you're going to pull consumers that don't want to spend $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for a truck. But we don't have that either. We're still very closely priced to a similar Ford product, to a similar GM product. So who's the customer that you're actually going to get? And this is why Jeep, Dodge, and Ram are going to continue to lose to these other companies. So what can actually save this market? We've talked about all the bad things that I think are going on in this market and how things are going to get worse. Well, I really think that the only thing that's going to save Jeep, Dodge, and Ram right now is that if we have an economy that goes back to a place where people feel comfortable and they're spending money like it's being dropped out of a helicopter, like what we saw, three, 4 years ago. But there's nothing on the horizon that's going to do that. Even if the economy is fine on paper, even if the economy gets even a little bit better from what it is right now, they're not going to just spend like crazy like they used to when a lot of these manufacturers were actually making tons of money and being able to do good things for their shareholders. And you see just on the manufacturer level, the stock prices and what they've done. You see a place like CarMax, what that stock has done. And it's just a different car market right now, and it can't get better, I think, for a company like Stellantis, unless you have that resurgence of the consumer just being willing to pay for a $70,000 to $80,000 truck and just be okay with it. But I don't think that's going to be the future of what we see in the next year, the next 2 years. And that worries me for a company like Stellantis, because it seems like the unwillingness to do a lot of change is going to hurt them big time in the long run.